Traveling experience. 1. Is this your first time traveling? 2. Have you ever traveled outside your native country? 3. Have you been to any foreign countries? 4. Have you spent much time outside of your country? 5. Have you studied abroad? 6. Have you ever worked or studied in a foreign country? 7. Do you like to travel? 8. What do you think is the best thing about traveling? 9. Do you consider travel to be an educational experience? 10. Do you think you can learn as much from traveling as from reading? 11. I think you can actually learn more from traveling than from books. 12. Really? I think I can learn more from reading and I don't have to go any place to do it. 13. I think we are talking about two different types of learning. 14. You can read books and fill your mind with facts. 15. Learning from books mostly teaches you about things, but traveling lets you experience the real world. 16. Traveling is an experience and you can't get that kind of learning from a book. 17. A famous philosopher once said, "The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page." 18. I think foreign travel is overrated. 19. There is enough to see right here. 20. It is so expensive, inconvenient, and potentially dangerous to travel to foreign lands. 21. I think anyone who travels internationally for pleasure should first take the time to see everything his or her own country has to offer. 22. How well do you know China? 23. Have you seen all the major attractions and historic sites of your own country? 24. Spending money as a domestic tourist is a good way to help the economy. 25. I am an inveterate traveler. 26. I love to travel. It's my favorite thing to do. 27. Traveling abroad is like no other experience. 28. There is nothing that can compete with the experience of foreign travel. 29. How many foreign countries have you visited? 30. Have you ever done a long overseas trip? 31. My dream is to travel around the world. 32. I once crewed on a yacht in the South Pacific. 33. How many states have you been to? 34. What are some countries that you think you would not want to visit? 35. What are some things that you always take with you on a trip? 36. Are there many countries that you would like to visit? 37. What country would you most like to visit? 38. What countries would you least like to visit? 39. What's the most beautiful place you've seen? 40. Do you prefer vacation spots where there are a lot of people or places where there are not so many people? 41. I find much more fulfillment from my vacations than from my job. 42. What are popular tourist attractions in your country? 43. I generally prefer relaxing holiday vacations. 44. I like active vacations where I can do things like swimming and hiking. 45. I enjoy package tours as opposed to organizing a trip by myself. 46. Do you ever go back to the same place? 47. What was the most interesting thing about your trip? 48. What do you think are the main reasons people travel? 49. A cruise ship is my favorite mode of travel. 50. Do you ever fly business class? 51. When I was a child, my family would take a vacation every year. 52. Do you travel with a lot of baggage or do you prefer traveling light? 53. What is your favorite method of travel once you've arrived at your destination? 54. I usually try to rent a bicycle when I'm on vacation. 55. I prefer to travel with my family. 56. I like traveling with a friend. 57. For me, traveling alone is best. 58. Do you budget carefully when you travel, or do you spend as you please and worry about it later? 59. I budget every dollar. 60. Do you prefer hot countries or cool countries for vacation? 61. I spend lots of time planning my vacations and try to plan most of the details. 62. I don't plan too much because I am a spontaneous person. 63. Once the airlines lost my bag, but it was found the next day and nothing was missing or damaged. 64. I was once on a plane that had to turn around after 2 hours because of mechanical problems. 65. The last time I flew, the person I was sitting next to wouldn't stop talking to me. 66. Do you think tourism is harming the earth? 67. Are you planning to do any traveling on your next vacation? 68. How long will you be gone? 69. Have you ever traveled abroad alone? 70. Would you be afraid to go abroad by yourself? 71. Believe it or not, I prefer to travel alone. 72. I might feel lonely sometimes, but I always have an interesting trip. 73. I find it's actually easier to meet people and make friends when I travel alone. 74. I think people find you more approachable when you are alone. 75. I end up getting invited to more places like parties and people's homes. 76. One advantage to solo travel is that you don't have to discuss your plans with anyone else. 77. If I want to do something, I can just do it, as opposed to asking my travel companion's opinion. 78. I had such a great time in France last year that I thought about moving there. 79. Do you think you could live in another country for the rest of your life? 80. What are your favorite things to do when you're on vacation? 81. Do you like summer or winter vacations more? 82. I went on a skiing vacation in Korea last winter. 83. I prefer traveling in summertime. 84. Summer travel is usually the most crowded and most expensive time to travel.